You are now chopping it up with the Nerd Barbershop Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Nerd Barbershop Podcast. I'm Taryn Williams. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode and hanging out with me for a little bit. So first and foremost, Happy New Year. We have made it to 2024. I hope you have a safe, blessed, and prosperous new year. Like, I'm really excited for this year. There's some, I don't know, just some things I'm really excited about, and hopefully I kind of get to push forward and move forward with, and the podcast, of course, is one of those things. So in this podcast, as you tell by the title of this episode, this is actually something I was going to do. I was kind of talking about it with some people at the end of last year, going into this year, and I decided that this was going to be the first podcast of the year. I want to talk about the Nintendo Switch 2 and how I think and I feel like Valve's the Steam Deck is the Switch 2 in a way. Like, I think it's the Nintendo Switch 2. And I think that's kind of almost one of the reasons why Nintendo has waited to drop a Switch 2. And I was kind of talking to some of my friends and some of my coworkers. I was thinking, like, what if the reason why Nintendo Switch hasn't dropped Nintendo Switch 2 is because of the Steam Deck? And there's a lot of stuff to get into. One of the biggest reasons why this is kind of a little bit of a far-fetched idea is because Nintendo does not play nice with others. Like, Nintendo is notorious. Like, they're very kind of territorial when it comes to their IPs and their properties and their hardware. Like, they don't really do a lot of collaboration with stuff. Like, it's really like Nintendo. Like, it's Nintendo. All their partners is very internal. That's how Nintendo's always been. Like, you know, when they've always kind of cut against the grain. Where, like, you know, everybody was moving to DVDs. You know, the GameCube was like the little mini disc. Or when people were moving to Blu-ray, you know, Nintendo was doing, like, they were doing, like, something else. Like, they're always kind of going against everything. Well, now we're, you know, the PS5 and the Series S uses, like, these really kind of high-end Blu-rays, and the Nintendo Switch uses, like, the little cartridges. So, like, Nintendo always does its own thing. But the reason why I really thought the Steam Deck might be one of the reasons why Nintendo has not made a Switch 2 is because the Steam Deck is literally the Switch 2. It does all the same things the Switch do. It's a little bit more expensive now because it's basically a computer. It's a little bit bigger than the Switch, but it's basically a computer in your hands for the most part. But it does all the same things. It's touchscreen. It's, you know, it's on the go. It's powerful. It even has a dock you can get for, like, if you buy the most expensive version of the Steam Deck, you can dock it to your. It comes with a dock. You can buy the dock separately if you buy, like, you know, some of the other versions, and you can hook it up to your TV, so you play on the go and play on the TV, which was one of the biggest selling points of the Switch. So, and I think, and it's funny because Nintendo, like, dropped, like, a Switch trailer or something like that literally a couple of months ago, but it's just the Switch again. So I have a feeling, and I just was thinking, like, I just have a feeling that the reason why Nintendo has been kind of waiting on the Switch too is they dropped the Switch OLED, but now the Steam Deck, there's actually a OLED version of the Steam Deck now. It's like, come on. So, and my theory was, if you notice, like, Nintendo's been doing, like, a lot of virtual consoles. They have, like, the Nintendo, or the Nintendo NES, Super NES, Game Boy. They're doing a lot of, like, these virtual consoles. 64, like, Nintendo 64. Where, you know, if you get, like, the subscription, you get, like, a more, you have the original Nintendo Online was, like, $4. You got a little bit more of the premium one, which I think it's like 15 maybe. Excuse me. But you get, like, these virtual consoles. You play all these games for free, you know, with that subscription. And it's like, it's just in my opinion, like, why would Nintendo do that? Like, what if they're kind of getting a feel for, okay, do people want these things? Do people want to play, like, Nintendo games, like, virtually? And there's, like, save features and this little stuff like that. So what if they're, like, secretly they're working on a partnership with Valve where you can play Nintendo games on the Steam Deck? Because literally, the Steam Deck, you can play PlayStation games now, because a lot of PlayStation games, after their, like, exclusive deals are done, they come to Steam. They come to Valve. Or, like I said, they come to Steam. You know, like, God of War, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Horizon. All of them have come to, you know, Steam eventually. It takes a couple of years, but they come. On, like, a lot of Xbox games are on Steam now, where they had the Master Chief Collection, Gears of War, And I'm pretty sure you can play Game Pass on your Steam Deck. I think you can. I'm not 100% sure. You might have to do some stuff, because the Steam Deck actually has like a desktop and like an OS, and like an OS, because it uses Steam OS. And so I'm pretty sure you can run Game Pass on your Steam Deck. You might have to do some stuff, but if you run Game Pass on your Steam Deck, you could probably run the Epic Game Store, Ubisoft Connect. And just think, if you could actually do Nintendo games, you could play every console on your Steam Deck, which is, I think, is something that we're getting towards. Because I think the Steam Deck is the future of gaming. If people keep buying it, because people have bought it, and I haven't looked at the numbers or anything, but the Steam Deck has sold enough where they made an OLED version. So there's enough profit and there's enough interest in the hardware where they're wanting to make a new screen for it. So I just have a feeling that maybe under the table, you know, maybe Nintendo has been strictly looking at what the Steam Deck is doing and how Valve's been doing with it. Maybe we might not get a Switch 2, because it doesn't make any sense. Because why drop a Switch 2 where the Steam Deck is literally an improved version of your hardware? Like, it's same idea, very similar concept. And I have a feeling, because you wonder, also think about it, Nintendo's very, you know, they're very protective. They will sue you left and right if you even come close to thinking about like doing something similar to what they're doing, or like any idea concept similar to their concept. Like, they even shut down a local like Super Smash Bros. Melee tournaments because they weren't Nintendo official. They weren't like officially Nintendo sponsored things, and they didn't really understand. And this is just fans doing it, and they shut them down because they didn't like really understand it, or they didn't like want the game to be presented that way. It's really stupid. Now, Nintendo's very strict about their IPs and how their IPs are presented. The Steam Deck is literally a Switch, and there was nothing, like, no one, like, Valve didn't get an inkling about Nintendo. Like, Nintendo didn't say anything. When Steam Deck dropped, there wasn't an outlash, an outburst, an outcry, or nothing. So I just feel like maybe Nintendo, they probably knew that the Steam Deck was coming out. They probably wanted to see how it does, and it's done pretty well. I just have a feeling that that's Nintendo's future, that they might partner with Valve on the Steam Deck. It sounds crazy, but it just makes so much sense business-wise. Like, why drop hardware that looks exactly like something that's already out? Why not just try to get a way to put your software on that thing and just promote it, you know, just kind of promote it outright? Yeah, they lose money, like, you know, on the front side, you know, they lose money, but like, you know, but on the back side, they could do so much damage. Like, they could do so much. But if they figure out a way that maybe you could play Switch games on, like, I don't know, like, I don't know what they could do. It's crazy. But this is the thought, this is something I was thinking about, because it just made so much sense. Like, they might still call it a Switch too, but I just don't, it doesn't make any sense. Where the Steam Deck does all of those things, you know, why would you want to compete with something that's already out there, where you can just kind of team up and do it? Yeah, it's just my idea. I don't even know what Nintendo's gonna do, but that was just something that crossed my mind. Kind of conspiracy theory-esque, but I was just very, it just made me think. Because I was like, huh, the Steam Deck is out, it's doing well. It does everything the Nintendo Switch does, but it's way more powerful. It can play games than the Nintendo Switch could never play. Like, it can actually play Mortal Kombat 1. That's a little shot at, if you've seen like all the screenshots of the Nintendo Switch version of Mortal Kombat 1, how terrible it looks. Yeah, the Steam Deck can actually run it because it has the power to do it. So, very interesting. I'm very curious. It was just something to think about. Let me know, you know, hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, comment on the YouTube channel when this video drops on YouTube, and let me know. Do you think maybe there could be a partnership between Valve and Nintendo somewhere in the future, which is why we, you know, why they didn't drop the Steam? Because you think the PS5 came out, the new Xbox came out, Nintendo didn't do anything. That's kind of weird. Usually they're all kind of together. Or like Nintendo, because like Nintendo dropped the stick of the Steam is, or the Switch is almost 10 years old, or it's just around 10 years old, and it's been around for 10 years. We got a new Xbox and a new PlayStation. Nintendo has nothing coming? That doesn't sound like Nintendo. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you think that, you know, maybe it could be happening. I saw there are rumors of a Switch 2, quote unquote, but I don't think so. I just think the Switch 2 is the Steam Deck, and they're just kind of figuring out a way to put that together. Like, how they're gonna market it, how they're gonna like split the money. I feel like it's more in the details of the business and than it is like the actual concept. I feel like Nintendo would do it, but it's like how is the money split up, like how, like who gets what, how much, how do we market it, stuff like that. That's my take on it. I don't know, maybe a little conspiracy theory. I mean, it is what it is. It's my podcast, I can say what I want. But thank you so much for supporting the podcast so far, going into year, I forget how many years. I think this will be 2024 will be year 8 of the podcast. No, 6. Yeah, I think it'd be this would be about 6 years of the podcast coming up. It was 6 year anniversary of the podcast. This celebrated 8 years of the YouTube channel, so 2024 will be 9 years of the YouTube channel. It's kind of crazy. But thank you so much for supporting me, supporting my project. I got some ideas, I got some stuff I do want to cook up for 2024. So please follow me on everything. Please click on the Linktree. My Linktree link, it's linktree.com/TarrenJWilliams. It's all the Digital Chef stuff, the Digital Chef Ramada. It's everything that I do. It's the podcast, the YouTube channel, the book, Instagram, my personal Instagram, Twitter. I'm going to put the business Instagram up there as well. So when Save Point Graffiti Cuisine gets going, you guys can go through that to check that out. And yeah, we're going to keep rocking and rolling, you know. I'm really excited about this year. I got some more projects. I got some stuff I really want to get into. And I hope you guys just stick around for the ride. So thank you so much for supporting me for so long and checking out the podcast. I want to do some traveling this year. Fingers crossed, God willing, I get some traveling done. Just to go out and do some stuff. I'll probably do some podcasts about my experiences and things like that. Oh, and then forever slicing dice and gaming. It's not just a motto. It's a lifestyle. I'll see you in the next podcast. Later.